awareness of your literature rack? Do you have any awareness of what's happening and that there's coffee out? Or are you watching the door for the unfamiliar face? This is about attraction. How you dressed? You know, do you dress down? Well, it's just an AA meeting. I heard that the other day. I about flipped and launched into outer space. I'm glad the guy, he was reporting something that had been said to him. I'm glad he wasn't the guy who said it, because I might be in jail right now. I mean, because it's just an AA meeting? Seriously? That's how you feel about it? Well, if that's how you feel about it, you're not going to probably be in service. You're here to take. I don't know how much longer you'll be, or if you will really live a life of satisfaction, spiritual satisfaction. I don't know, maybe you will. But I can't treat AA and bring it my worst. I want to bring in my best. I want to step up my recovery and continue to want to step it up as an attraction. I know I'm enthusiastic. I'm not overzealous. I don't promote Alcoholics Anonymous, because, again, our words, Chris said it beautifully, that you can pretend to care, but you can't pretend to show up. Are you at your home group, no matter what, birthdays, anniversaries, special occasions? Are you at your home group? Did you drink on those special occasions? Are you sober on those special occasions? And then with that 12th tradition, how beautiful that is, about anonymity is sacrifice. It's not about tooting my horn, look how wonderful I am, look how many service commitments I have, look how long I'm sober, look how about me. It's just about anonymously being in service to my group. When the group commitments are handed out, I say, what you got left? What do you need getting done? I don't go over and I pick the funnest stuff of all. I just get the leftovers. How can I serve the group? And again, I don't say that to say, oh, aren't you so humbly wonderful? That's not the purpose of that. I need to stay in a servant state of mind. Not a, hey, I think I'm a little too sober to make the coffee, you know. I'm the one that brings the coffee, just so you know, at my home group. But here's the key, the beautiful key of this tradition, principles before personalities. I didn't know how you did that, because I ran with personalities, and it was always a wind-swaying proposition. Now, our short form, November 1949, Grapevine, when the short form came out, said principles above personalities. They changed it when they officialized it to before. Al-Anon still uses above. Now, in my case, in my world, I'm really glad they made it before. And the reason is because above kind of has this implication to me, one is greater than the other. Before, principles before personalities implies to me they're of the same importance, but if I have a principle, the personality will figure out a way to make that happen. If I have a personality and I adjust, adapt, revise the principle, there is no principle. There is no integrity. So when I start working with sponsees, they're all asked to do the same thing. Not, well, you've been sober this long, so you don't have to do this or you need to do that, and you're sober super long or super young. No, everybody gets the same of me, and they get the same guidance that I ask everybody to do. I always love it when I ask them to call me for the first 30 days. Again, there's prayer and meditation to it, and call me for the first 30 days so we can kind of get to know each other. And in their mind, they say, do you know how long I'm sober? Luckily, they never say it. Because the answer would be yes, so you should know how to do that.